Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm just going to jump right in on this one.
Okay. I think,
a little bit, because we know what there is to talk about in the world of football. We know what's going on in the world. Much to discuss, but also, Lofa, I want to talk about me for a second. Because, buddy, I'm getting older. I went snowboarding yesterday and holy guacamole. Does your boy need to do some stretching in the morning or something?
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, but 2 days from now, you're going to feel the best you've ever felt.
I feel pretty good this morning, I have to say. And like the endorphins are up. I got a little bit of the mountain air. It was nice, you know? But yep. On like maybe the second run, I kind of came up over a little ridge a bit. And so it's that thing where it's a little blind and it's been a while. So I was like, oh, I'm going to brake check a little bit. So I go towards the heel edge and it just kind of does that thing where it slides out. So you end up just kind of sitting on your butt. But I kind of forgot how even that little move and then the pop right back up is sort of a bit too athletic right now.
It takes some skill. Yeah. Or you got the momentum.
Man, I've been snowboarding since I was like 10. So it's always just been that thing that I just never really thought about doing physically. I just do, you know?
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, because it's been maybe 3 years. So for the first time in my life, I was doing the thing that I know how to do athletically, but like having to think about it.
So you remembered, but your muscles didn't remember.
Not at all, man. And they were also like, we're not here either. You've been sitting around on the couch for too long, my friend.
Yeah, I went, it was probably 2 or 3 years ago. I went for the first time in like 16, 18 Whoa. Years.
Yeah.
It took a little break because the NFL, they frown upon that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you get hurt snowboarding, it's not like baseball where you get your 10 million, 20 million, even if you get hurt hooping or doing something stupid. They'll look at their contract and if it's time to move on anyways, and they're like, oh, well, they did us a favor.
It says, it's something about like no reckless activities or there is something in there like that, right? Usually
based on the team. I've seen some teams where like a star player got hurt and, you know, concessions are made, so to speak. They didn't tweak the contract if it's not guaranteed.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure I tweaked a few things yesterday.
Yeah, what hurts the most?
Oh, yeah.
What hurts kind of the most is being Stop. So Katie. Close.
She's singing Rascal Flatts. I don't know why. weirdly enough, the shin of my lead foot, my right foot, I think from like pulling back a little bit onto the heel, so like pulling the toe towards the tibia. Shin.
Dorsiflexing is what we call it in the show.
All right. Yeah. So that it's not that it hurts. I just definitely feel that today. I feel the hips a little bit for sure. The flexors, you know, right in there. And then this side of my neck, I think from just having, you know, having your head turned all day looking down.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, when I went online, man, I felt horrible the next day, but then like 2-3 days later, I had some range in my knees that I hadn't had in years.
Yeah, I do feel looser, strangely, this morning. And so I'm looking forward to what you're talking about.
You look looser.
Thanks, man. Hey, you know who has plenty of time to snowboard? Tom Brady. Do you want to talk about some football?
Let's talk some football. Play the music.
Take 12. If you want to run uncut, yeah. Unapologetic from the jump, yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Tech 12, best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Tech 12, every episode 12 hot takes. And we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Tech 12.
It is the Take 12 podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brett, he's Lofa. And on this episode, the championship games have concluded, so we'll talk some ball. And also, Tom Brady has decided to finally give us all the break we're looking for. I'm so happy. So we'll get into the greatest of all time on this episode as well. Brought to you by Wiener Schnitzel, proudly, two locations in Western Washington. Do something different for lunch today. Listen to me. If you're driving around out there and you're looking for a lunch spot and you're thinking, you know, I've been doing the same old thing all the time. I either hit the taco spot, I hit the burger joint, or, you know, I hit a pizza spot. But listen, Wiener Schnitzel, chili dogs, chili burgers, corn dogs, something different, Lofa.
I agree. Yeah. Spice it up.
Root beer floats, milkshakes. I mean, I believe, and I don't know, we'd have to, you can send this tape to Dom and the team over there and tell me if they are upset with me or not. I'm not sure. But in certain parts of the country, Wiener Schnitzels are Wiener Schnitzel / Tasty Freeze. Tasty Freeze is like the greatest ice cream you can ever get. And I'm pretty sure that our Wiener Schnitzels proudly serve Tasty Freeze ice cream. How long has it been since you guys had Tasty Freeze? Get yourself to a Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Mention Take 12, get a free small beverage with any other purchase. Lofa, let's talk some ball. You want to start with KC and the Bengals, which was a game, or do you want to start with the other one where the Eagles basically played themselves, unfortunately? Or fortunately, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, let's start with Philly and the Niners.
All right. So Philly Niners, Niners, no QB, basically. They were down to their fourth, Josh Johnson, who's a vet and, you know, came in admirably and, you know, tried his best. But I mean, come on. And Purdy was hurt. And so the thing with this game is a lot of people talking about, a lot of NFL fans wanted to see a game. A lot of Seahawks fans don't give a shit and are just happy that the Niners are out. So I don't really know how to talk about this. When I was at a party watching these games and people were like, don't you want to see a game? And I was like, no, I'm fine with what's happening.
Well, I think, you know, in both games, but in this one in particular, the officiating, my man, what the fuck? That's me putting it nicely. Like, you gotta be shitting me. We gotta do better than that.
Yeah. I think if you listen to this podcast throughout the season, there's been complaining about the officials, which there always will be, but there's been more this season than lately. And then you have our playoff game, which I tried to talk to you and Mike B about it. You and I talked about it. Mike B didn't want any part of it. But it's been bad, man. And I've been seeing on Twitter people, you know, writing just flat out like the fix is in. I mean, people are upset with a lot of stuff and it does seem kind of suspect out there.
I mean,
but I don't know what's going on with
like that one
it drive.
Be
better than ever, shouldn't it?
Right. We should be getting better with time. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So real Super Bowl 40 vibes in my household. But thank God my team wasn't out there this time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Which one do you want to start with?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I actually thought the officiating, even though a couple, like three less flags were thrown in the KC game, I thought it was worse over there. I thought that was brutal. I mean, the whole redo 3rd-and-9, like no, not one official puts up the arms like, hey, no play.
Yeah.
They set right back up and give him another 3rd and 9. A blatant holding call on the play where that kid, Osai, is taking a lot of heat for. Yeah. I understand you can't hit the quarterback out of bounds. Phenomenal acting job by Mahomes.
Phenomenal flop. I mean, all time.
Impressive.
Mahomes can't do any wrong. And I guess we're kind of all over the place. We're just talking about today. That's fine. Just stay with us, everybody. You know what? Put the recliner back and just put the headphones on and kind of zone out. Listen to your friends talk some football.
Zone in.
That's right. Zone in.
I hear you, Katie.
if you're driving, make sure you're zoned in for sure. Okay. Absolutely. 10-2, eyes on the road. Dude, Mahomes. Okay. This is why I wanted KC to lose. I used to kind of love KC a bit. I'm over it. They're like Duke or the Yankees now. Other than Andy Reid, forget Kansas City for me.
Really? What's the gripe with KC?
Too many commercials with him on there, terrible acting and just silly, like the guy who plays the saxophone for his little hot tub bass and all that.
That was weird.
Dude, I'm sick of Mahomes, man. I'm sick of him. Now, on the field, amazing talent, all of the above, but there are things that other quarterbacks do that are phenomenal to watch that they don't really even give too much to. But Mahomes, if he just even flicks his pinky a certain way, he's the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. And then also he's the greatest actor, like you were just saying. And they don't ever go like, well, what a flop by him. They never call him out when he does the reverse. You know, it's just always nothing but praise for Mahomes all the time. He's going to be the new golden boy, which is why he's now my most hated player since Tom is gone. But yeah, man, he throws his arms up in the air, flailing around like a turtle on his back. Ridiculous.
I'm a fan of Mahomes. I thought it was a gutsy performance a week after, you know, messing up the ankle.
That's true.
I didn't think he was going to be able to do some of the things. Yeah, he was able to do. But how many times have we seen him squeak up the sideline for a couple more yards? So like,
I know.
You know, there. I understand. You know, one of his, I think his right foot might have just been out of bounds when he got hit. But I mean, the flail into the bench was. Give that man an Oscar.
Yeah, dude. Why are sometimes the best players also the most annoying players?
I don't know, man.
Ego.
You know what I mean, though, man? Wait, like, all the way back, you'd be in high school and there's that like star player on the other team, but like he's a great player, but also he's like just kind of annoying, you know? Stick the ball out or they just do something that just gets under your skin, you know?
An incredible player, but he wasn't annoying because his ego isn't too big.
Yeah, true.
His heart is
social media wasn't around then. You might have found me annoying. But what about Travis Kelce? What are your thoughts on Kelce?
What?
Personality and everything. I mean, obviously, one of the, but now I'm not going to let you disrespect the man. One of the, probably the best tight end.
I didn't know if you meant like a specific play or not, but no. I mean, I like Kelce in general. I don't have a problem with him.
I mean, the promo he cut was phenomenal. I could see a WWE or a wrestling contract after.
Yeah, that was fun. I like anything that's like fun, you know? That's a good time. Like WWE style. That's great.
So you don't mind the Chiefs. You just don't like Mahomes. Cause I'm just trying to get.
That's probably accurate. Yeah.
Clear. Yeah.
But this is what it is. It's like Mahomes in that moment. I just go like, gross. Well, you know, that's what it is. And then I go back to like, yeah, he's a great player and I don't have anything against him as a person or anything. I've never met him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that moment I go, man, it's just Duke basketball. It's like just the most annoying thing ever. Like, of course it went that way is what I mean, you know?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, growing up, everybody loved winners, you know?
Yeah.
And I wonder if we've hit like a turning point in life.
No, listen, I love winners such as Joe Burrow, and I just wanted to see him win that game. And I think that Cincinnati maybe almost deserved to win the game. They both did. It was a hard-fought game, but
it was a blatant holding call.
Yeah,
there was lineman holding Hendrickson on that play, that exact play. And so it was just, man, it was wild.
There was a late hit out of bounds earlier in the game.
Mixon got destroyed.
Yeah,
a yard and a half, 2 yards out of bounds at the goal line,
Nothing. Yeah, and nothing. he didn't flop either. I mean,
he's tough, man. So I mean, I understand that they want to get him down. You're on the goal line, but that was a blatant missed call.
Well, I mean, there are hits like the hit Geno took out of bounds against Ramsey, and then there's hits like the one Mahomes took.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And that poor kid, he had a great game. And yeah. then I thought he hurt his knee on that one. I was worried about his knee. He hyperextended his knee on that play.
Mm-hmm. Video surfaced of Bengals players, of course, frustrated, walking to the locker room and kind of yelling out their displeasure with that play and the linebacker on that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that just as a teammate and stuff? I mean, you got to really try to hold it till the locker room doors close, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you already know the situation. I mean, yeah. the kid was in tears.
Yeah.
Played his heart out and had some big plays. And then unfortunately had one that, yeah, you could say it cost him the game because it moved it up 15 yards for a kicker that didn't even need the room. Right.
Yeah. He nailed it.
Made it a chip shot after that. But, you know, there were several other things that went into it. And, you know, I think Jermaine Pratt's his name. Unfortunately for him, I mean, just three plays before he had, was it McKinnon or Pacheco? It was a check down. He had him and then just got stiff armed to the ground. Like we made that tackle. You know, it's maybe the other play doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's probably a moment he wants back walking into the locker room.
Yeah. Like, he'll learn from it.
It's yeah. And it's, you know, as we all know, it's never one play.
It's emotional. I mean, you feel like you got your fucking heart ripped out, man, when you lose any game, but the playoffs, championship game. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I understand, you know, stakes are high, emotions are high, but you got to really just find a way not to let the frustration out, you know, at all, but never mind where the cameras are rolling. Like there's cameras everywhere and you got to know that. And so, yeah. And again, man, no one feels worse than that kid. And like I said, he played his ass off, man. Unfortunately, it came down to that play and, you know, they'll all learn from it.
Is Cincinnati KC the best rivalry in football right now with all the trash talk? I mean, KC was clearly fired up by both. Everything Cincinnati was doing. I mean, did you see the mayor of Cincinnati?
Burrowhead?
Yeah. I mean, KC turned that into fuel and they won the game. And then afterwards they were letting Kansas City know about it. And I love this rivalry.
Yeah. That's what Kelsey was talking shit back to the mayor.
Oh yeah, man. They were lighting up cigars. Frank Clark has a good one where he was lighting up a cigar and talking about Burrowhead and all that. Yeah.
That was the part I love most. Yeah, man, it's definitely one of the more exciting matchups. I think it's anytime you have two quarterbacks that, you know, can play lights out and usually do, you know, the majority of the time. That's what's exciting. Just like you mentioned, Tom Brady, when he was going against Manning or Rodgers, you know, those are exciting. Even when Russ was up here, Mahomes came in and then Jackson, like those were unbelievable games.
Yeah. 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 If you were starting a franchise today, which one of them do you want as your quarterback?
Damn, it's tough. I'm going to go with Mahomes because he lost Tyreek Hill. He lost, you know, some other weapons. They haven't really had a ground game. I mean, the Kareem Hunt, they led the league in rushing, I think, when Kareem's rookie year. And I think Mahomes might not even been playing. I can't remember. But he's been doing it without a consistent ground game. I mean, they drafted Edwards-Helaire and he had a good rookie season. And then I don't even know where he is right now. I didn't see him out there. So I don't know if he's hurt or what, but he hasn't had a ground game and he's been making it happen. Of course he has Kelsey. That is one of the biggest mismatches him against anybody. He's too big for a DB. He's too quick for a linebacker and his ability, his spatial awareness to get open or make yards after the catch is what makes him so dangerous. So I'm going to say, because look at Joe Burrow's got three number ones. You got Higgins, you got Chase, and then Tyler Boyd would be a number one on most teams too. So, and then they got Joe Mixon and P. Ryan, who are a great tandem back there. So give me Mahomes.
I'm going to take Mahomes. Well, they're going to have to play the Eagles. Let's talk about the other game, so no quarterbacks for the Niners. As a Seahawk fan, did you care?
I did because I just wanted to see a good game. I think most NFL players, former players, they're just like, I just want an exciting game, especially with two fucking vicious defenses like these. Like I wanted to see big hits, you know, close game. And we didn't get, well, we got a couple of big hits, but No close game, man. That was
It's interesting. I saw Cam Chancellor tweet kind of at the people that were saying they wanted a game. He was like, look, injuries are part of the game. This is how it goes. And, you know, you got to go out there and play like next man up. And it, you know.
But I'm saying, I thought, you know, Josh Johnson, he played admirably, you know, just a couple fumbles, I think, that he would like back. But they ran, when he came in, they ran the ball all the way down and scored their one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you keep running the ball?
You've been saying that all season about every team. And so has every guest that we've had coming on the show, but they don't do it. And it doesn't even really matter what team we're talking about right now.
They did us a favor.
For some reason, the NFL is adverse to running the ball.
When we played them, they did us a favor trying to throw it that many times. And I know Purdy made a couple plays, you know, scrambling and everything. But like, I thought they were going to just run it at us 30, 40 times, and they didn't. And so that's why we were up at half and you know, whatever happened. I don't want to talk about the second half. But it just blows my mind when you have that kind of success. Okay, yeah, I understand it might think it's going to open up the passing game, but, you know, stick with it until they prove that they can stop it. Like, and especially if they don't go to a timeout, like, hold up, we got to get our, you know, shit together over here. You can run the same play because they don't know how to stop it.
Philly's good though. Philly's really good. Even if Purdy plays that whole game, I don't know. Philly's good.
It'll be a better game, but yeah. But I thought I was going to see Debo back there at quarterback. You know, maybe some McCaffrey.
That's what I was yelling for in the living room. I was like, put him back there. It's your best player. That's what you do in Pee Wee, isn't it? Just put your best player back there.
NFL is a little different than Pee Wee, but
I know. It's still a kid's game, Lofa.
There you go.
There you go.
Just big kids.
That's right.
But put McCaffrey back there. We've seen him throw the ball. I'm not saying you got to throw it 20, 30 times on him, but like if that element of Wildcat, and I know the playbook's limited, but you have an option. He's a threat to run every single time.
Yeah, totally.
Tell me he can't just scramble and get 5 yards.
Well, also, I mean, you played quarterback. Usually these guys have played quarterback at some point. They can all throw the ball. Just take the running back gloves off. We've learned that. Yeah.
Well, Kurt Warner wore two gloves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kurt Warner, a Ram. How dare you?
and a Cardinal.
Yeah.
Doesn't it break if you wear two of them?
Yeah, that's true.
Nick Foles wore two gloves.
So the Eagles, not to be disrespectful, but have they had much of a test on the way to the Super Bowl here? And how is this game going to shape up?
They have. They've smashed every test that they've had. You know, the confidence that they have to be flying with, Brett, has to be incredible. You know, it was much to the 2005, my rookie season, we were on – it would have been 11 game winning streak, but we pulled all the starters in Green Bay. And then because we thought Favre was going to retire, this could be a good segue into Tom after this.
Okay. Wait, what happened? Tell me this story.
Oh, well, so we're playing in Green Bay. And then, you know, we get Sean Alexander, the Russian title record. He breaks NFL record. Right. And then the whole offense sat. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, they're going to pull the defense soon. Nah. We stayed out there for the whole fucking game.
Hey,
and we lost. And so Big Show was not happy. None of us were happy because then
remember that game. Yeah.
We snapped our winning streak. We had like a 10 game winning streak. It would have been 11. And then you just ride that off into the playoffs. Right. But we thought Brett, I think that the thinking or the thought behind the whole thing was that, okay, this is Brett's last game. Cause he had been, you know, flirting with retirement.
Right.
For, you know, and they had drafted Aaron that year. Mm-hmm. And so, the saga carried out for like 4 more years. But we thought it was his last game in Lambeau. And, you know, okay, they're going to send him away with a victory. But no, he came back for 4 more.
Well,
so what do you think's going to happen with Tom?
Well, okay. So, we'll talk much more Super Bowl matchup next week. Let's get on to Tom.
Yeah.
What do I think about Tom Brady retiring? Finally.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I feel like you just felt about what you were saying about Favre, not how you felt about Favre, but what you were saying, where like, I thought it was over 4 years ago, you know? I mean, geez. Oh man, I'm so, listen.
You sound relieved.
Yes. I am relieved on behalf of Brett, because all I have heard about in the 6 years of our friendship is how much he can't stand Tom Brady.
There was no, but listen, there, it's much like any, much like most relationships, at the beginning, it was fine between me and Tom for a long time, right? Like, kid comes from nowhere, you know, just comes in and beat into a Super Bowl and his all. And by the way, beating the Rams in the Super Bowl. So I'm fine with that and everything. And like, everything's fine. You know, you got the almost undefeated season and the helmet catch and the whole, I'm fine with him through most all of this, right? But then what happened, Lofa, is I started noticing that when the team ran out of the tunnel, he was the only one not wearing a helmet. And I thought, stop trying to make us look at you and be a brand, because something shifted in him, much like another quarterback I know who played for a team I like even better. When they decide to become a brand and whatever, it just gets a little showy and weird. And so it got a little annoying. And then, of course, there's our second Super Bowl in a row that we played, that we don't even need to talk about that, what happened there with the Patriots. So he catches a few strays from that. It's just, you know, he wasn't even on the field at that moment, but hey.
Guilty by association, huh?
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, come on, right? And so, I you know, I kind of can't stand him. And then there was the retirement and then the comeback. And then this just this constant up and down with retirement and on and off and all this stuff. And so I just don't like really all the soap opera around it. I don't mind the football, much like the Mahomes thing. Like, I mean, what can you say about the guy in the field? He's won them all. I mean, I don't, you know, what can you really say? I mean, how many more Super Bowls would he have if he'd won every one he played in? I mean, he's lost a bunch of them too. Like he's
7-3,
you know, he just, so he could have 10. I mean, he just, yeah. All right. But also, can I just say, look, Michael Jordan was exciting. You know, like Brady, it's a bit boring. He just kind of, he dumps it off. He gets the first downs. He just sort of, I mean, there's a couple long bombs. If you look up Tom Brady's highlight reel, are you going woo, woo, woo? Like, not really. Look up Mike Vick's highlight reel. Look up Tom Brady's highlight reel. It just in terms of sheer, like what I was saying earlier, excitement. Entertainment and fun, excited, like playmaking, this and that. So, you know, but hey, whatever. He's the greatest. I know you're going to talk about his football mind and his IQ and all that, and I respect the hell out of that. And tell me why you're such a Tom Brady fan.
Because he fucking wins, man.
Yeah, I know.
That point blank.
I can't deny that.
He usually plays his best in the biggest. He's always, you know, playing at a high level. But when it counts and it matters most, he's usually playing his best.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's something to be said for right there. You look at all the records, just incredible, you know, track record, man.
It's, yeah.
And I'm sad to see him leave. I really am.
Yeah.
I thought that, okay, he's not going to go out like this. I think he's going to go to another team. And, you know, I hope this is still what happens.
He still can. Yeah.
I hope a month from now, he's getting the itch. He's like, I'm supposed to be throwing, like, you know.
He's going to hear that I'm excited and he's going to be like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, I got one more person to prove wrong is what he's going to say. that damn Brett Davern.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I want to be clear. Not prove wrong. I mean, dude, he is like, no, it's just him as a person that annoys me. That's all. A little bit. Hey,
but you don't know him.
Like, no,
just,
I know.
But like you said about Mahomes. Well,
no, but what I do know of him, what I see of him, with the sort of interview, the sort of like, I just, he just gives me a bit of that other guy vibes where I just don't really get, I don't feel like I get an authentic, I feel like I, oh, a bit no. of a, so he just sort of irks me. And then, you know, and then the fact that I have to see him win all the time is just annoying too. And he beat my team.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I was on, I forget. And I'm sorry to the kid that podcast I was on. He was a younger kid and he was talking about Tom Brady. This was like last year and he was just hating on Tom. And I was like, okay, let me put shit into perspective for you one time. I played 7 years, which is twice the average, right? Tom has 7 Super Bowl rings and the kid just shut up.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's why I want to say, like, I kind of used to be Tom Brady is just a system guy a little bit when he was up in New England for all those years. But he proved me wrong down in Tampa Bay. And I was the first to admit it when it happened. And I've never brought that argument up again since, because he proved me wrong. And so, like I'm saying, like, I have respect for everything he's done in his football career, the way that he takes team friendly deals to in order to try to like ensure that there's good pieces around him. The football stuff that he does, look, you get no argument.
So it's like how I feel about the great late great Kobe, rest in peace, and then also Derek Jeter.
Okay,
just always beating my team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're sort of annoyed generally, you know,
you respect it. You really respect it.
I have to respect his game. I have to respect the stats. I have to respect the wins. I mean, how can you not? I mean, come on. We know what the NFL is and how hard it is to win in that league, how hard it is to even play in that league. So, you know, and he's come a long way from the doughy boy that he was in that NFL combine photo. He really has.
It was a big glow up.
Yeah, man, it sure was, dude. As soon as he got that UGG campaign,
took off. Fashion icon.
Took off. Tom Brady. Do you think it is for good? The quote in his little video clip from the beach is, "This is for good." Do you actually think so?
I mean, he strikes me as a man of his word, and you know, I don't think he was committed last time, which is why he came back. So if he says for good, then I believe it is. I mean, he's got a great broadcasting career ahead of him, already a deal with, I think, Fox. That's insane. So, and I mean, then you get to hear a little more of how he prepared and how he thought about the game and situations. That's what I'm excited, like, to listen to. Like, I think he'll break it down to, okay, well, when we were there, this is, you know, what we were thinking on this part of the field. Those are the cool, like, little inside things that I think these, you know, former players bring to the analysis part of the game. But
totally.
But so if he said it's for good, then it's probably for good. But I'm hoping it's not.
I'm wondering, I can't remember or anything what he said the last time, if what the language was that he used. Maybe he didn't say for good last time or something, and this time, so maybe this time people think it's more final. What about the announcement? How about doing it just like that on social media? I mean, he said he didn't want to get too emotional about it, which is, again, something that rubs me the wrong way about him a little bit sometimes. He's like a bit too robotic. Why not just do the press conference and you know, get in front of all the mics and do the retirement speeches that we're used to from the legends?
Well, where does he do it? Does he do it in Tampa? Does he do it in New England?
Well, that's up to him, you know.
I think, you know, you really just got to do it however your personality. So maybe we're starting to see some of his.
So doing it on social media with
on the beach. Yeah.
Like talking into a mirror is how he wants to do it. Yeah, that makes sense.
It was a mirror. What?
Well, when you hold up your phone, you're basically holding up a mirror and talking to yourself.
Yeah. He wanted to have one last conversation with the goat. And let the record show. Drew Bledsoe is my quarterback from when I was a kid. That's my guy. You know, I know Tom's done a lot of winning, you know, but growing up, it was all Drew Bledsoe, who, sorry to bring up the Cougs, but yeah, he's a
Washington. Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah. Some good games against Drew. I don't think it's for good.
Oh,
I don't think it's for good. And I don't think it's for good because of the way it happened. If it was for good, why not call up the Patriots and, you know, work it all out? Hey, let's have a press conference, fly up there, do it for real, do it right. You know, So I don't know. I think he's trolling. I think he put a line in the water to Oakland, the Niners. I don't know. The Colts. Where does he want to go, Lofa? Like, if he's
Vegas, I thought Vegas for sure. I really
That's what I meant, Vegas. Sorry.
Because they've already made it clear that they're moving on from Carr, right? So I thought, okay, he's going back with McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels, yeah.
Yep. I mean, they got Jacobs, who we've seen firsthand, the monster he is. Adams is still going to be there. Yeah, they just signed him a year ago. So, yeah. I mean, and then you got a tight end who's always utilized the tight end, and he's got one of the best in Waller. So I thought it made a lot of sense. So, you know, I'm holding out hope that we do, because I just want to, I mean, it's like LeBron. Even though I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, I respect the hell out of him, and I want to see him play with Bronny, you know, in a couple of years.
And oh, so, I hear you. Yeah.
You know, when you see greatness like that, you just want to see it for as long as you can, because you don't know when the next time. I mean, you think Mahomes might be the next guy to win 4 or 5, you know, get up there and, you know, really, he's always exciting to watch, but you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be weird to see Tom in the silver and black, because it would then probably end where it all began with the Tuck rule, sort of, right? Wouldn't it be weird to see him in a Raiders uniform?
Yeah.
That call goes the other way. What? I mean,
yeah, he wins 6. What do you get?
I don't know.
You think he doesn't win another one? Is just confidence is ruined and he.
They release him in the offseason.
Get out of here.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Rich Gannon goes on to win 5 more.
Rich Gannon was a beast.
Yeah, well, that season especially, yeah. Man, I remember where I was watching that moment.
I don't remember where I was. Oh,
man, that's a fumble all day long. But
I think I was up in Maine freezing my ass off.
Well, it was very snowy.
I was in UMaine. That was my freshman year.
Yeah. Well, that game was in New England, wasn't it? That's why I was so, I mean,
it
wouldn't have been in Oakland.
Yeah.
That's it for us today, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll break down the Super Bowl matchup in great detail next week and probably get sidetracked on some other things as well. I'm Lofa. He's Brett. Hit up Wiener Schnitzel. Check out Epic Seats and betonline.ag. Producer Katie, anything else?
No.
All right. Hands up, Lofa. What do you want to break it down to?
We got one more show next week. One more show on 3.
Wait. No. Hold on. That's Super Bowl preview. What? We're not going to come back and talk about what happened in the Super Bowl.
Nah, we don't give a shit about these guys playing. No, yeah. Okay. To 2 more shows. Lofa to 2 more shows.
Lofa to 2 more shows.
Lofa to 2 more shows on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Two more shows.
You really caught me there. We could talk Pro Bowl, but nah, why?
The flag football game?
I'm excited for the skills challenge. Isn't there a skills challenge? Along with some dodgeball? The 5 Ds, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
I'm just going to let him keep going.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.